RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 6th day of June, 2019, D-Day, the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage everybody to make sure everybody on their team has a bicycle. Yeah, a bicycle, how about that? You might want to check out polyurethane inserts instead of inner tubes. So that's your prepper tip of the day. You might want to check out also gasoline-powered bicycles and electric-powered bicycles. It's a whole new world out there. Well, we after a hiatus of a couple of weeks here, we now have my friend Steve Hunt back. Steve, your life has gone through some dramatic changes the past several weeks. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am good. Quick story here. You and I are both fathers of young ladies, and a gentleman, Charlie Winter, a firefighter and paramedic, was in waist-deep water off the coast of North Carolina with a 17-year-old teenage daughter, Paige, just standing next to her in waist-deep water, when all of a sudden she got pulled under the water by a shark. So the firefighter paramedic father dove beneath the water and started punching the shark in the nose until the shark let go of his daughter and swam away. The girl has had one leg amputated and is recovering from her injuries. Pretty tough situation to be in, wasn't it?
That's pretty incredible, yeah.
Yeah, but that's what a dad does.
Absolutely.
Well, Steve, you have now affiliated yourself, your business, with what you do for a living. You're now a Swiss America, aren't you, sir?
I am. You know, it's Swiss America is a company that I started with my career way back in the day, and they're probably the biggest gold and silver firm in America. And I know Craig Smith, the owner of the company, who I'm sure people have seen on CNN and CNBC, and he does a number of books, and Dean Heskin, who runs the firm, and you know, these people are, you know, a very good company. And they approached me, and we had a conversation you know, we both agree that something that's is about to happen, and it's going to be unprecedented in this market, and it's not something I can really handle at the level we were at. And I honestly believe nobody is prepared for what they're about to see. So when they approached me and asked me to come aboard, you know, and kind of join forces, it kind of opened my eyes a little bit, and I really couldn't turn them down.
You and I need to talk privately sometime the next day or two. I have some information I want to share with you privately, Steve, along those lines that I'm working on getting confirmation of. This goes back to something I've said on the air a few times. If a radio talk show host chooses to, and I did choose to, that talk show host can become the center of a private intelligence service. And I've got people feeding me information from all over the country, all over the world. And that's what I want to talk to you about privately. But this old world of ours, as I frequently say, we all found out the morning of September 11, 2001, it can go from normal to very upside down in minutes, can it?
Well, it sure can. And typically there's no warning signs. You know, it's not like, you know, a tornado where they see a storm coming. This is something that you really have to pay attention to a lot of signs. And in the last week, there's been some information that's come out that's really what shake most Americans. One of them, I don't know if you ever heard of this, John. Have you ever heard of something called the Shiller Cape Index?
Shiller Cape Index? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
What is that?
So there was a professor of economics at Yale named Robert Shiller, who was a Nobel laureate, and he came up with this Cape ratio, and he's used it for the last 30 years. And basically, a normal Cape for the market means for every $4 that you pay in stock, you're earning a dollar of earnings. And that's the normal average, $4 to $5, five, you know, being the high. So that's your normal, you know, good times in the economy. Right. And, you know, he's gone back and charted everything out. You know, when the Great Depression happened and the start of the crash in October 29, 1929, we were sitting at 31 for a Cape, $31 to earn a dollar. And, you know, then we had the crash in 87. It was at $30. Then we had the crash in 2008. It was at 31.5. Today, we're sitting at 32.92. It's the highest it's ever been.
Got my attention.
And this guy, yeah, it shakes you when you think about this. It's never been this high. Then you had Morgan Stanley on Friday came out, and they published a U.S. cycle indicator through Haver Analytics, and it shows all the downturns over the last, you know, 40 years, and they're saying that a massive recession is about to happen, and they have a graph on their website that shows all these big downturns, and they're saying that a similar downturn to 2008, and you look at this graph, it's about to happen. And you start seeing these major institutions that are financial institutions saying, hey, everybody, guess what? We're about to have a bad recession, and this thing is going to be really bad. Prepare yourself. And they're telling people, they told their own clients to play defense. That was their exact words. Everybody needs to play defense for what's about to happen. Everybody needs to open their eyes and say, what's about to happen and what should I do?
Right, right. Well, if enough people, quote unquote, start playing defense, what would the effect on the market be when, say, several millions of investors start playing defense? What would the outcome of that be by itself?
Well, it's going to speed up the recession, because when the market starts to crash, everybody's going to start cashing out, and you're going to see everybody, you know, those stocks start hitting lower and lower prices. Everybody's going to panic. So, unfortunately, you'll get a faster drop in the market instead of the gradual decline that, you know, they're saying could happen over the next 2 years. And the problem is going to be that, you know, they're saying that cash is going to be what gets hit the hardest. The cash could severely drop because of this.
Right. Well, here's what happened in 1929. The wise men who knew it was coming, they'd already cashed out. They were already out of the market. And then at the very bottom of the market, which was maybe 5 or 6 years later, the wealth of any family, of any country, first of all, is mines, factories and farms. And the people who had cashed out before the crash, they bought America, the productive part of America, mines, factories, and farms, for 5 cents on the dollar. That's what happened in 1929. It's happened several times since, and it will happen again, won't it?
Well, it's going to happen here soon. I mean, look at what's happening in the Midwest. I'm from Nebraska, and a lot of my family are farmers, and their farms are completely ruined. I mean, there's piles of cattle that didn't live through the flooding that's going on in Nebraska, and they're still waiting on some type of bailout or some type of funding from the government to try and rebuild their farm, and they're not getting anything. Nothing has been passed, and they don't know if they can keep their farm at this point because there's nothing they can do. I mean, their farm is ruined. So it's going to happen again in a very, very near term.
Right. So the productive value of that farm hasn't gone away. What's changed is the market value right now on the 6th day of June 2019, which should be dramatically less than a normal situation. So point being, for the rest of us, this thing's coming. And you're supposed to be in a strong cash position, obviously, not have debt you can't handle. Having debt paid off would be a smart thing, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't want to be stuck with high debt when your dollar goes down. I mean, you're going to go belly up and not know what to do, and you're going to be just in the same scenario as 2008. You know, people are going to start giving up their homes and trying to figure out what to do because they can't get any loans.
Right, right. Well, I issued a warning the last Sunday of June 2008, advising people to sell all stocks and bonds before the end of September, only a few months later. And that warning didn't come from me. That actually came from the Royal Bank of Scotland, who I think they're within 3 or 4 years of starting their fourth century of being a bank. And that was their warning to their own clients to sell all stocks and bonds before the end of September 2008. This would be a wise time to be out of the stock market, wouldn't it, Steve?
It's a good time. You know, what's funny about that is I have a client who I have personally known for 15 years, and he's actually turned into a really good friend of mine that, you know, he has my cell phone. We talk on the weekends. You know, this guy, he's very well diversified, but he's got about $8 million still in the market. And last month, we just talked yesterday, last month, wiped out everything he made last year in the stock market. He
really?
Lost every single penny of profit in 1 month.
Amazing.
So, yeah, it's a good time to start getting out.
Right, right. Well, we have listeners who are involved in the stock market. We have those who aren't. Tangibles will be something that will gain in value. And, of course, in these tangibles, we're talking gold and silver, aren't we?
Absolutely.
So a wise person would stock up on what they can afford, gold coins, silver coins, put them in a safe place, and getting some peace of mind knowing that no matter how volatile this market becomes, how crazy it gets, they've got something to fall back on that will not only maintain its value, but will actually increase in value, won't it?
Well, that's the key. I mean, I've said this on your show several times. You know, the funny thing about the world we live in is you have insurance on everything of wealth in your life, your house, you have an insurance policy, your car, you have insurance policy. The only thing you don't have insurance on is the money that you have in the bank. You know, yes, it's insured in case the bank gets robbed, but it's not insured in case you get robbed because the dollar goes down in value. There's nothing you can do about it. If you have $100,000 in the bank and this thing crashes like they're saying and the dollar drops by 50 to 70%, and all of a sudden you have $30,000 of purchasing power, you just got robbed. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. There's no insurance policy, and that's what gold does. I mean, gold is an insurance policy on your wealth.
Well, Steve, my webmaster has been diverted to other activities, but we don't have your new landing site for your website, but give us the telephone number that people can contact you with, if you would, please, sir.
Yeah, the phone number everybody can reach me straight at my desk is 1-800-630-1491.
Okay, 1-800-630-1491. Okay, and yeah, that's it's kind of ironic. Almost all of America has gone to a cell phone where it's made 800 numbers almost a non-issue. I gave up. I was so proud of the 800 number I had, which was the same as my landline number. Who could do that with AT&T? But you know, it's 800 numbers have become kind of passe, quite frankly, because almost everybody uses the cell phone where it's not an issue anymore. So a telephone number to get a hold of Steve Hunt is 800-630-1491. And Steve is our financial advisor for the John Moore Show. He keeps us up to speed. And the warning you're issuing is one that sounds like it's pretty close time in time proximity here, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, and if you want to see this stuff for yourself, give me a call, give me your email address, and I will send you the graph that Morgan Stanley put out. I'll send you the information on the Shiller Cape Index. You know, another thing is I spoke with the representatives for this firm, you know, that we've partnered with, and they have given me free rein. You know, Craig Smith is someone who's extremely well respected in the entire United States for his economic mind. And he's got some books called Don't Bank on It. He's got another one called The War on Cash. And he has told me that I can offer some of these books for free to your listeners. So at the end of the show, if anybody wants to call in, I can go ahead and send some of this stuff out to the listeners.
Well, that's good. I'd like to have those books myself, Steve, so don't leave me out of the loop. But
you got it.
I'm a reader, and if one of the things that impressed me about my the young lady I married, Dr. Mary Ann Moore, every time I saw her, she was reading a book, and that thoroughly impressed me. But to get a hold of Steve Hunt, it's 800-630-1491. Steve, this Shiller Index, is there a time frame between when it gets to 30 and above and when it goes to hell?
No, because it's been different times. It's, you know, one time was 31.50, one time was 30, one time was just under 32, and this is the highest it's ever been. But, you know, the thing that's funny is if you look at the graph that Morgan Stanley put out, it very, very clearly shows the drop has just begun. And it mirrors the last four crashes in our economy. And it shows that the downturn happened about a month ago. And it's they're putting out warning signals. You know, Morgan Stanley has a keen interest from the government because, you know, they helped with bailouts and everything for themselves too. So I think, you know, the warning sign is right now is the time, to be honest with you.
Right. Well, it's unfortunately, when this goes down, Donald Trump's going to be blamed for it. But there's market forces here that a president can't do anything about. On one hand, on the other, it's highly likely he'll be blamed for it. And I hope that if this happens, which it probably will, that we can be on the road to recovery in the next 18 months, and Donald Trump will be given credit for the recovery. If anybody could recover,
John, it depends on who you listen to. If you trip on your rug at home, people are blaming Trump.
Right, I know. Well, if anybody could help with a rapid recovery from a massive downturn, it would be Donald Trump. I've heard it said that if we make it to July, this would be the longest recovery we've ever had from a downturn. Starting your number 11 in July. So we're giving people a heads up here, ladies and gentlemen. You're getting your heads up from our financial advisor, Steve Hunt, that this economy is about to turn down. And the wise thing to do would be to have some gold coins, some silver coins, possibly some bullion, stored in a safe way, and you'll help people figure out what's the safe way and the proper way to store these metals, won't you, Steve?
Absolutely. You know, what we'll do is we will give you all the direction. You know, look, there's so many different things you can look to do. There's safe havens you can invest in that are just insurance. There are things you can invest in that are just for bartering, you know, so that if you're worried about having something to get by, we can tell you what to use for that. You know, if you don't want it in your home and you want, you know, a storage facility nearby, I have a lot of connections. I'll let you know what's a good place that you can put your metal. You know, we'll help you through every single step.
Hold that thought, Steve. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know, I didn't know until recently, that you could have gold and silver in your IRA. It's a wonderful idea. Many IRAs are subject to problems such as inflation or, in the event of an invested IRA, fluctuations in the stock market. Few people realize there's a smaller alternative, a precious metals IRA. Contact Steve at GoldWealthFinancial.com. If you don't have internet access, give them a call at 480-440-7100. Be sure and ask for the Rookie Mistakes Guide. It's free. He'll mail it to you. If you don't have internet access, he'll drop it a copy in the mail to you. If you do have internet access, it's a free download at his website at GoldWealthFinancial.com. Great people, great service. Get in contact with my friend Steve Hunt. Thank you very much.
I wish I was in the land of coffin wood, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
Gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 6th of June, D-Day. We're visiting with Steve Hunt, our financial advisor, the John Moore Radio Show, financial advisor Steve Hunt. He's now affiliated with Swiss America, and he's happy to be there. I'm glad he's there. To get a hold of Steve, you call 800-630-1491. I say again, 800-630-1491. I believe, Steve, it's time for people to be sitting down and looking at their budget, looking at maybe selling off some items that they don't need to raise a little cash and turn that cash into gold coins and silver coins. What do you think, sir?
You know, that's the key thing is a lot of people you have money in a lot of silly things that you're not using or you know, cars that don't do anything or investments that you're losing money on. You know, don't sit there and hope, oh my gosh, you know, I hope my investment turns around so I can make my money back before I cash out. Because the longer you wait, the more you're going to lose. And if you wait too long, you're just going to lose even more.
Right.
So, it's a procrastination thing.
All right, it is. A very dear friend of mine, he and his wife own a boat that's worth probably between $100,000 and $200,000. It hasn't been wet for 8 years. And It just sits in the garage. They dust it off. And that's kind of an extreme example. But Americans have garages and basements and attics full of stuff that have value that could be changed into cash, don't they?
Well, they sure do.
Of course they do. Of course they do. All kinds of collectibles. And the value of trinkets right now that people buy on eBay will change dramatically during an economic downturn. People will still buy trinkets and pay a fair collectible price for them. But simple collectibles like dolls and Roy Rogers lunchboxes and things like that, they typically take a pretty heavy hit during a downturn, don't they?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, when your money gets, you know, devalued by 50% to 70%, you have the money to buy, you know, those type of trinkets. You know, you got to survive, and you got to make sure you provide it for your family and your kids and everything else. And you're not going to have that disposable money to buy the little things like that. So yeah, it's going to be hurt dramatically.
That's right. So now is the time. Things appear to be normal. All markets are functioning. People are spending discretionary money on silly trinkets. You've got your own silly trinkets. Sell them, turn them into cash, and get real gold and real silver coins. And talk to Steve Hunt at 800-630-1491. I'm looking forward to getting those books. I just finished, I'm always reading at least two books at the same time. I just finished one, started on a second one, and I need a couple of books for backup, Steve, and it looks like these would be some dandy ones to get up to speed on, and I'm looking forward to getting them and reading them. And you and I do need to talk privately. We're almost out of time here, and I know you have family issues and career issues to get back to, but this will be your time slot, as always, to bring people up to speed, and we'll archive this show, the 6th day of June, D-Day, as being the official warning that the stock and bond market is about to crash in the not-too-distant future. And we'll put this as the Steve Hunt's official warning on the John Moore Radio Show that it's time to get out of the stock and bond market. How about that, Steve?
Sounds great to me.
Okay. I thought you might agree with that. Any parting words before we wrap up your segment here, Steve?
You know, it's, the main thing is everybody, you know, it goes back to procrastination, and I just urge you, you know, don't wait until it's too late. You know, the longer you wait, the more you're going to get hurt by this thing. And I really just want to make sure that everybody, you know, you sit down, look at your finances, and if you don't want gold, you know, look at some other ideas. Maybe buy some land or something else, but, you know, having physical assets is going to be the best thing you can do. It's not about, you know, making a purchase from me. It's just about getting insured. That's all this is about. So, you know, take those steps to get to that point.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, sir. I look forward to talking to you privately before the day is over, and we will track these events as they move forward.
Sounds wonderful.
Okay. Thank you very much, Steve. Get a hold of Steve. Call. Yeah, thank you. 800-630-1491. We have a Bob and the Art break coming up here in less than a minute, and we'll go back to open lines and talk about what you want to talk about. This is your show. Open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. Tomorrow morning, we'll have Tom Berryhill with us. First hour, we're talking about emergency survival communications. And second hour, we'll have my friend Dr. Lynn Wilbert talking about health-related matters. As always, we have a regular lineup here. I'm working at getting some different guests, and we'll see who the different guests might be as these weeks and months progress. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You've had your warning. If you're involved in the stock and bond market, you've had your warning from our financial advisor, Steve Hunt, here at the John Moore Radio Show. It's time right now to get out of the stock and bond market, because it's going to turn around dramatically, and not for the good, very, very quickly. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 6th of June. Look, good news. Just in the last hour, my friend Tim Spencer, my webmaster, got the new website up for Steve Hunt right there on my homepage at thelibertyman.com. You'll see this red square with a gold X across it. When you click on that, you go straight to Steve Hunt's webpage, his new one. Affiliated with Swiss America. It's a good move for Steve, and I'm really happy for him. My website is thelibertyman.com. Always something new there. If you want to stay up to date on geopolitical matters, a friend of mine, former Army counterintelligence agent, he puts this together every day. It's titled Open Source Intelligence. Several dozen articles published every day or two. Great way to stay up to speed on what's going on all over the planet. Right next to that, of course, the notice for the Caribbean cruise. 27 days left. If you're thinking about it, you want to go with us, we're going to have dinner together every evening. We'll get together during the day for discussions and educational material. We'll go out on the town at these different ports of call. We have a singles dance the second night out. If you want to save $1,500, if you're a single guy, talk to Betsy Murphy. She'll work on getting another single guy. If you're a single gal and you want to save $1,500 and want to share a cabin with another single gal, Betsy Murphy might be able to help you there. No promises. No promises, but saving $1,500 might make it worthwhile. Betsy is our tour director, and Betsy Murphy, her telephone is 636-530-9502. It will be a lot of fun. 27 days left. We had a caller call in and ask, what is that telephone number for John Moore's energy cleaner? Well, here it is. To get the energy cleaner, dial the following telephone number, my toll-free order line for energy cleaners and mattress pads, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Last time I put out a warning on the economy was the last Sunday of June, 2008. I had a weekend show here at Republic Broadcasting every Sunday afternoon, and that's what I did. I put out that warning, and those who paid heed, they did okay. Those did not, including many of my contemporaries, baby boomers, got real hurt real bad in that one, 2008. Many of them lost half or more of what they've been counting on for their retirement. They lost. Now, I got my hands on, before I gave that warning, I got my hands on a document from the Royal Bank of Scotland. The Royal Bank of Scotland is wrapping up very soon, the next 3 to 5 years or so, wrapping up their third century of being a bank and starting their fourth century of being a bank. You think they get their news from the Wall Street Journal? You think they might get their news from private sources, private trusted service? You think they have the equivalent of a private intelligence service? Because they warned their customers to sell all stocks and bonds before the end of September 2008. You could not make that kind of warning with that kind of certainty, with that kind of close proximity and time, unless you knew it was going to happen in advance. Of course you couldn't. Now, the warning we're putting out today is not does not give a specific time frame other than very soon. That's close enough. We've got a caller on hold here. We've got Patricia in Florida. Good morning, Patricia.
Hi, good morning. I just tuned in while I'm watering in Florida. Pretty hot already down here. But I just wanted to, you were saying something about new guests and all. I want to recommend that you would tell everyone about Camp Constitution. It's a small thing now, but it could grow, and it should grow all over the country. But the guy's been running it for many years, and it's up in New England. CampConstitution.com. And you might get the guy, Hal Shirtless, to come and be a guest for you. And another New Englander I want to suggest is the one who wrote The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. People need to know what their kids, what's going on in the schools. And she can tell you from the word go. She's researched it for many, many years. She's in her 80s, but I know she can still talk. So, her name is Charlotte Iserbite.
Spell the last name.
Iserbyt.
Okay.
And she's in Maine. She lives in Maine, and she's still active. She still writes columns. Between that and Camp Constitution, your audience would be happy to know these are going on, and they have their website every day. They have a radio station at the Camp Constitution.
Well, okay. It's a couple of good references, Patricia. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And they help people with homeschooling as well. A lot of the families.
I would expect they would. Camp Constitution, is that for youngsters primarily? Grade school kids? High school kids?
I've been 6 times myself, and my daughter went 6 years at her own expense. She loved it so much after I made her go when she was 13, and she went 6 more years, and now she has kids. So I highly recommend that if you want a 1 week. It turned her around from a little brat to a wonderful, she was very well versed enough, so it alienated her teacher. And we took her out of that school. And that was many years ago.
All right. Very nice. Okay. Thank you, Patricia. We appreciate the call.
Well, yeah.
Call number is 800-313-9443. This is talk radio at its best. You learn from me, I learn from you, we all learn from each other. Okay, I should mention, I have a part-time paid marketing position open. If you are a marketing person and would like to help me get speaking engagements in the United States, Europe, and other places, and get some very serious compensation, the details are at my website at thelibertyman.com. We go through these ups and downs in this economy, and the economy is roaring. It's when Donald Trump says it's the envy of the world, of course it is, on one hand. On the other, the debt being carried is phenomenal. And I'll be talking to Steve privately about this, about some things I'm getting from private sources. But I know that the underlying debt of this country, of companies, of people's personal debt, is a massive issue that I'm sure plays a role. I don't know how big a role in what's coming, but I'm sure it plays a role. This Shiller Index, I've never heard of this before. It sounds like it's got legs, like it's been a dependable thing to observe and make note of as to what's going to happen. It's at an all-time high of over $32. I believe what he said was, how many dollars are invested to get $1 in return, which is, that's pretty phenomenal. It's less than 5% return, obviously, from the stock market. Why would you bother if that's all you're getting back? There's certainly must be better ways to make money than in the stock market. So words of the wise. We put out the warning. We'll have that half hour archived as a archive for people that can look at it and educate themselves and make their decision. Do your own homework. You shouldn't just take my word for it. Do your own homework and come to your own conclusions based on your own personal research. All I'm doing is opening the door and letting you know the door is open. Walk through the door and do your own homework. Do your own research. Come to your own independent solutions. I remember I was on the air in the weeks and months and years leading up to Y2K back there in 98, 99. I had people calling me up on the radio and asking me for advice on how to invest their life savings. Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to put myself in a position of doing that and giving you that kind of advice. I don't know you. I don't know your situation. And it would not be ethical for me to do that. I think it is ethical to advise people that having some money in gold and silver is wise within your limits, within your means. You don't want to be taking out a loan to be buying gold and silver. That's probably not wise. But using cash that is discretionary income, that is wise. I think it really is. It's a fallback position that most of the rest of the world, especially Asia and Africa and Europe, understand. In South America, there's been a lot of turmoil in South America over the decades. We've had a lot of stability over the decades here in this country. There's very few people alive now that were adults during the Great Depression. There's some, not many. They're well into their mid to late 90s. If you were an adult during the Great Depression, the Great Depression ended, of course, in the late 1930s, about the time World War II started. So the people with living memory of that are quickly passing. And I've heard the stories, most of you have heard the stories about what people did to get by during the Great Depression. And people were creative. People were inventive. And pretty much we all got past it. There was some discomfort, of course. There were some people who weren't getting enough nutrition. I don't know if anybody actually starved to death in this country. I don't know how that could happen, where somebody could starve to death in the United States, even in the 1930s. But there were people who were suffering from malnutrition. Of course there were. There's people who are malnourished now as a consequence of any number of things. But we'll get through these hard times and we'll come out on the other side. You'll come out in better shape if you've made preparation beforehand. Of course you will. That's a given. If you've taken my advice and established a hobby farm years ago, you're going to come out a lot better. If you have your own source of healthy nutritious food that you grow, that you know for a fact is healthy and nutritious because, well, you grew it. You know there's no insecticides on it. You know there's no pesticides on it. You know there's no herbicides on that food that you've grown right there in your own yard. How good is that? That you have a good quality filter, water filter, so you know that the water you're consuming, your children are consuming, grandchildren are consuming, that it's good, clean, healthy water. Not water that comes from a city tap. There's very few city water supplies that I would trust. Very few. There probably are some. I'm not aware of them. Well, actually, out in my area, there's the water supplies that are well water. That's good water. They don't put sodium fluoride in it. So some of these small towns do have good, clean water that's not contaminated with sodium fluoride. And as far as the chlorine is concerned, if they're using plain chlorine, it'll gas out. If it's chloramine, it won't gas out. So you need to know the difference and filter that out also. Different chemical, different circumstances. A hobby farm continues to be the best way to have a life during normal times, in my opinion, the best way to survive hard times, whether it's an economic downturn or a societal collapse due to whatever it might be. The economic downturn could become societal collapse. That is a possibility. Of course it's a possibility. You have to put that in the mix. A fast-moving economic collapse could become a societal collapse. James Wesley Rawls' book, Patriots, Surviving the Coming Collapse, that's the scenario that he outlines there. Is it possible? Of course. How possible? Well, not very, but it is a possibility, especially if certain powers that be want it to be that way. I have no doubt that Donald Trump knows about this, and he'll be doing everything he can to mitigate. Of course he will. He loves this country. He wants to see this country thrive, and he'll do everything he can to mitigate this coming economic downturn. He may not be able to stop it, but he'll do what he can to make it as to make it as short as possible, to make it as less severe as possible. That's what the president will do. Of course he will, and I'm sure he's working behind the scenes right now to put in place anything and everything he can to make this economic downturn as short and as least disastrous as possible. We can only pray. We pray for this president every day. We pray for our country every day. And everything moves forward. I go back to hobby farms. What does it take to establish a hobby farm? Well, you have to have some acreage, obviously. 3 acres, 5 acres. You can do a lot with 5 acres. Seriously, my parents had 5 acres out in the country when I was a boy, and you can do a lot with 5 acres, with a garden, fruit trees, maybe some goats if you want. For one family, 5 acres is more than enough to grow all the food you need for a year, and have a healthy life, a fun life, and so forth. Why not? Will it be a dramatic change in lifestyle? Of course it would. It would be a good dramatic change. Would it be difficult? Of course it would be difficult. You got to pick up and leave where you are, go to some place you're probably not familiar with, start over again, maybe get a new employment, learn skills you don't have, not just gardening, but animal husbandry. You'll be doing all the work around the place unless you're independently wealthy and can pay people to do carpenter work, plumbing work, electrical work, mechanical work. All those things have to be done. That's just daily chores at a hobby farm or a ranch. So a lot goes into this. If it looks like it's too much for you, maybe you can affiliate some way. Hobby farms need two things. They need extra help and they need money. If you can provide extra help, if you can provide money, you might be able to find yourself an agreeable situation with an already established hobby farm. That's up to you, what you can do. We've had any number of my listeners move in my neighborhood and establish their own hobby farms. And looking forward to being part of my neighborhood where we have a preparedness group that meets once a week for movie night. That's a social event. We have training once a month for a regular cycle. We're now in our halfway through our fourth year of these training cycles. First aid, CPR, suturing, gardening. We had last week, recently, a black powder training, the use of black powder firearms, a carbine class, land navigation, communications, including ham radio. It's just a regular cycle that we repeat these classes once a year on a monthly basis. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know it, but Gold Wealth Financial is also a broker for precious metals. Yes, he buys and sells precious metals. That would be gold and silver bullion, bars and rounds, and gold coins and silver coins. If you have gold coins and silver coins and bullion and rounds you want to sell, give him a call. He'd be glad to talk to you, arrange a fair price, and get cash in your pocket. His website's goldwealthfinancial.com. His telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say it again, 480-440-7100. Great people, great service. You'll be very glad that you contact them. Thank you very much. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 6th of June. I apologize. I called our engineers at Republic Broadcasting to pull that Gold Wealth Financial spot. That phone number does not work anymore. Gold Wealth Financial no longer exists. Steve is now affiliated with Swiss America. So if you want to talk to Steve Hunt, don't call that Gold Wealth Financial number. Call him at 800-630-1491. We got a caller on hold here, my friend Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, John. I just wanted to let people know that if they still want to come to that John Moore meetup, it's getting along as best we can without you, but it's there tonight, just like it always has been, first Thursday of the month.
And that's 5 p.m. at the restaurant there. Tell people the name of the restaurant in Rolla, Missouri.
It's right in the heart of Rolla, Missouri. The name of the restaurant is Benton Square, and it's at the corner of 6th and Cedar.
At what time?
Well, we usually get together and eat at 5, and then we adjourn and go upstairs shortly, right around 6. And getting upstairs is kind of a rat maze, but it's a very nice building. It's just you got to be quiet until you get into the area where we meet. And it'll seat about 35 people. We have almost had it full a few times. Here lately, we're running about 6 to 12 at the most.
Right. Well, it's a social event, and people come there to talk to people of like mind, as we say, which is a bit difficult to find people that understand the things and know the things that we know. And how many years we've been doing this, Dan? Do you recall offhand?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we've shifted locations two or three times. It's kind of difficult to find a place where you can have dinner and then find another location in that building where it's not too noisy to have a meeting.
I'm going to say about 5 years.
We found a great place, and probably 3 years, maybe four at the most.
No, it's more, your wife may know, might remember better than me, but
she's staying longer.
I think it's about 5 years, really, seriously.
Okay.
And while you're on here, your calling reminded me that everybody who goes on my Caribbean cruise with me will get a lifetime training certificate at Frontsight, retail value $25,000. That's a transferable certificate. I'm glad you called because that reminded me, Dan, of this wonderful benefit of going on the John Moore Patriot Symposium cruise.
Yeah, and you know, if the people that sign up aren't interested, they can just point to somebody else that they care for. They don't have to take it. I mean, if somebody thinks, well, I don't need it, I don't like it, I don't want whatever, they can say, but I've got a nephew that would kill to have that.
The pastor of the church may want somebody to use that certificate to get trained up and be the instructor for the church security team.
Yeah, you came up with that idea. That's a great idea.
Or maybe even your local chief of police may want to send some of his people there. It's a lot of value there, to say the least.
Oh, my goodness.
Dan, thank you, and tell everybody hi at the meetup for me tonight. And
we'll do it, and you give our best to Mary Ann.
I'll do that. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Yeah, we started these meetups, Dan and I. Oh, it's been at least 5 years ago, and we've been in several places. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, energy, cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcast.